USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A West Virginia lawmaker facing federal charges for breaching the Capitol building has resigned. Republican delegate Derek Evans stepped down from his position on Saturday. In a statement, he said he would focus on his personal situation and allow the legislature to focus on its business. Evans is facing charges of violent entry and disorderly conduct. More than 80 people have been arrested so far in connection with Wednesday's riot, including a man seen in pictures from the event carrying away the Speaker of the House's podium. Adam Christian Johnson was arrested in Florida and now faces charges of entering a restricted building without lawful authority, theft of government property, and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. The FBI is also offering a reward for information on the person or persons who left pipe bombs outside of the headquarters of the Democratic and Republican National Committees. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Three House Democrats are planning to introduce articles of impeachment against President Trump as soon as Monday. The articles are expected to blame the president for inciting the violence that occurred at the Capitol this week. Senator Ben Cardin says whatever the method, the president should go. The Maryland Democrat tells Fox News he believes it would be in the best interest of the country for the president to resign.
What happened this week was one of the darkest moments in the history of America, the Capitol itself being attacked. The president inciting a crowd to march on the Capitol. The best thing for our country would be for the Republican leadership in Congress with the vice president to encourage the president to resign. That would be in the best interest of America to move forward. If the Republican leadership's not willing to take on that challenge, then I expect we will see impeachment articles in the House. As you know, to do a trial before January 20th is almost impossible. But quite frankly, we would hope that the Republican leadership would show leadership and meet with the president.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With both Republican senators from Georgia having conceded to their Democratic challengers, what will the next 2 years look like for the Republican caucus in the Senate? Tim Berg has that story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Republican David Perdue is conceding his Senate runoff election to Democrat John Ossoff. His loss gives Democrats control of a 50-50 Senate for at least the next 2 years because Vice President-elect Kamala Harris can cast any tie-breaking vote. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton on what lies ahead for Republicans.
The Georgia races were hugely consequential. That's why I campaigned so much for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. It'd be much better to have a Republican majority and not have to worry on the fortitude of any Democratic senator to resist the far left of their party. But this is the world we live in. It's going to be a 50-50 Senate, and Joe Biden will be president in 13 days. Republicans have to get organized. We have to have a plan. We have to show those Democratic senators just how unpopular that agenda is.
Cotton's comments on Fox and Friends.
And the Buffalo Bills have won their first playoff game since 1995, knocking off the Indianapolis Colts in an AFC wildcard game 27-24. Quarterback Josh Allen led the way, throwing for two touchdowns and running for another. The L.A. Rams upset the Seattle Seahawks 30-20. Rams running back Cam Akers ran for 131 yards and a score. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have won their first playoff game since 2003, holding off Washington 31-23, Tom Brady throwing for 381 yards and two scores. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.